إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, and there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for me, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We continue with the recitation and the translation of Surah Yusuf and the statement of Allah Ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَى إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in this ayah, in these ayah that we were with last week, and remember when Yusuf said to his father, Ya Abati, indeed I saw 11 stars and the sun and moon, they were all prostrating to me. He said, O my beloved little son, don't narrate your dream to your brothers, for they might plot a plot against you. Indeed, the shaytan is an open enemy to the human being. And your Lord will choose you and come teach you the interpretation of dreams and complete His favor upon you as He has completed upon the family of Yaqub and as He has completed upon your two forefathers who came before, Ibrahim and Ishaq. Indeed, He is the All-Knower, the All-Wise. We were mentioning last week some of the verdicts of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around the issue of dreams. And in the khutbah, we don't have enough time to explain the many different hadiths of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the issue of dreams. And therefore, we continue to encourage you to read the books of the people of knowledge with the likes of Abu Amina Bilal Phillips, hafidhahullah, and his book, Dream Interpretation, so that you might know more about this issue of your deen, the issue of dreaming. But we want to take a look at two more issues in light of the hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال جاء أعرابي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني رأيت في المنام كأن رأسي ضرب فتدحرج فاشتددت في أثره وفي رواية لابن ماجه زاد فأخذته فأعدته فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في رواية أخرى لمسلم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للأعرابي لا تحدث الناس بتلعب الشيطان بك في منامك أخرجه مسلم. جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما he narrates that a desert Arab came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed I saw in a dream as if my head was cut off and it was rolling down the road and I was chasing it. And in the narration of Ibn Majah, he said, I picked my head up and I put it back in its place. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he laughed, as it's been reported in the other narration of Imam Muslim. And then he said to the desert Arab, don't tell the people how Shaytan plays with you and your dream. And this is collected by Imam Muslim. And here we learn that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that when the shaytan plays with us in our dream, or as it comes in some of the other narrations, he frightens us in our dream, then don't tell the people about what shaytan has played with you about in your dream, because it might take place. As we see in the narration of Abu Razin radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الرؤيا على الرجل طائر ما لم تعبر فإذا عبرت وقعت أخرجه أبو داود وابن ماجه وغيره وهو صحيح. وأبو رزين رضي الله عنه he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, a dream is hanging over a man, or as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم intends by his statement, so long as he doesn't inform anyone about it. But if he informs them about it, or it's interpreted, then the dream will become true. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intends by a statement collected authentically by Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and others. We also see in the narration of Asim ibn Abi Kulayb, ibn Kulayb rahimahullah, qala haddathani abi annahu sami'a Aba Hurairah radiyallahu anhu yaqulu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رآني في المنام فقد رآني فإن الشيطان لا يتمثل بي. قال عاصم حدثني أبي قال فحدثته ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما فأخبرته أني قد رأيته قال رأيته؟ قلت إي والله لقد رأيته. قال فذكرت الحسن بن علي قال فذكرته فنعدته في مشية قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما إنه كان يشبه أخرجه أحمد. عاصم بن كليب رحمه الله narrates, he says, my father narrated to me that indeed he heard Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu say, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever sees me in a dream has seen me, because the shaytan cannot look like me, or to take the form that looks like me. Asim, he said that my father, he said, I informed Abdullah ibn Abbas, and I narrated to Abdullah ibn Abbas, I told him, that I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, did you really see him? He said, I swear by Allah, indeed I have seen him. Meaning the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. He said, I mentioned Al-Hasan ibn Ali. Meaning Kulay, the father of Asim, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked similar to الحسن بن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهما. He said, I told Ibn Abdullah, I told Abdullah ibn Abbas, and I described to him even the walk of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, he used to look like Al-Hasan. And in other narrations, he said that you saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he used to look like Al-Hasan ibn Ali. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رآني في المنام فسيراني في اليقظة ولا يتمثل الشيطان بي. متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say whoever sees me in a dream then he will see me while he is awake, meaning in Jannah, as the ulama explained. Because indeed the shaytan, he cannot look like me. And this is collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. And the other narration of Imam al-Bukhari, عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رآني فقد رأى الحق. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in this narration of Abu Qatada, he said, whoever sees me in a dream, then he has seen the truth. And this narration is collected by al-Bukhari. Here we see from the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it's possible for us to see the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how can you see him in a dream if you don't know what he looks like? Except that you know he looks like al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Rather, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked like his greatest grandfather, who is the great-grandfather of Yusuf alayhi salam. And he is Ibrahim Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in authentic hadith said he resembled or he looked like Ibrahim. But what did Ibrahim Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? What did the last prophet and messenger to humanity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? He was the most handsomest man that was ever seen during the time of the Sahaba and before them and after them radiallahu anhum ajma'in wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it known to us the description of the last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bless us to see him in a dream and to see him in Jannah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله, who's known for his جامع الصحيح, or what we call the Sunan of al-Tirmidhi, he's also the author of another book called شمائل المحمدية. And this book here, الترمذي رحمه الله, he explains to us the description of the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani rahimahullah, he came behind the Shaykh al-Tirmidhi and he chose or he clarified what was authentically reported from the description of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his actions. And also we had quoted before to you from the book of our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Rizq ibn Tarhuni rahimahullah, who mentions the authentic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his book النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كأنك تراه. Or the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as you are looking for him. We'll quote what is easy for us as we remember from these narrations that have been authentically reported on the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم without specifying where they came from. This is in other lectures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only allow us to narrate that which has been authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was handsome. He had a beautiful, nice body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not very tall, nor was he short, but he was of medium height, صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was not extremely white, nor was he dark brown, but he was white, leaning towards the color of brown mixed with red, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, his head was huge, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It preserved the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and the Sunnah that the Messenger, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, his hair, it was black alayhi salatu wasalam, except for 20 strands of gray hair that was reported to be in his hair and in his beard, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, I counted only 14 gray strands of hair in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who became a prophet at the age of 40 years old, and he died at 63, and his hair was black, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was asked about those gray strands of hair by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told me what got me gray. It was the reading of the surahs Hud and Al-Waqi'ah and Al-Mursalat and Amma Yatasa'aloon Idha Shamsu Kuwirat. The reflection of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on these surahs, or thinking about the hereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to get some gray hairs. And those gray hairs, they were on his sideburns sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of the Sahaba, they said that it was where his hair was parted alayhi salatu wasalam. The hair of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to wear it long, sometimes hanging on his shoulder sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes he used to wear it down to the bottom of his earlobe, and sometimes halfway down to his earlobe sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never shaved his hair completely, except in the three umrahs that he performed in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, and the Hajj, the farewell Hajj that he performed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to take good care of his hair, alayhi salatu wa sallam, by combing it every other day, and he prohibited a man to comb his hair except every other day, salawatullahi wa sallamu alayhi. Even his wives, they used to comb his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to oil his hair often, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And when his hair was oiled, you could not even see the gray strands of hair, which were only visible when he didn't oil his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he oiled his hair, he would put on a cloth, a cap over his hair to make it look nice, salawatullahi wa sallamu alayhi. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wa sallam, his gray hair, the color of it actually was red, because he used to use henna, as reported authentically on Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mother of the believers. But in the narration of Anas radiallahu anhu, he said in fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't use henna, or as we say henna, to make his gray red, but rather it was because of the use of sweet smelling oils that the few gray strands of hair of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they turned red. This is from the description of the hair of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had often time, or sometimes he wore it alayhi salatu wa sallam in four plaits, or in four braids. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibited that a man make salat while his hair is braided. Don't argue with the people who love to imitate the kuffar. This is the description of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he left his home, he would cover his hair with a turban. And it's been reported authentically that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been seen with a black wearing a black turban, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The forehead of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam was also big, and it was wounded in the battle of Uhud. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was defending the deen of al-Islam and propagating it to humanity alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his forehead, he used to have his eyebrows, which were thin, but they were very dense, as if it was one straight line going across his forehead sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that they didn't connect, because he used to have a vein going between his two eyebrows alayhi salatu wa sallam, that it used to get large when he used to get angry sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the eyes of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, they were big and beautiful. And from one corner to the other corner, his eyes were long, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The black of his eyes were extremely black, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the white of his eyes, they were mixed with red, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his nose was long, and his nostrils were thin, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, his cheeks, they were flat and smooth, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he had a very large mouth, alayhi salatu wasalam, that produced the most biggest smile, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, until even his back teeth used to be seen when he smiled, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Out of the mouth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam only came the truth, Allah's book and the sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a nice beautiful voice. He was the best one to recite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech, his book, the Quran, as they never heard anyone with more of a beautiful voice than the voice of the last Prophet and Messenger to humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he spoke with his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to repeat his words three times, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he used to speak so slowly, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you can count the amount of words that he was speaking, alayhi salatu wasalam. They said that it was easy to remember the words of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he spoke. Alayhi salatu wasalam. His teeth were white, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He took very good care of them, alayhi salatu wasalam, as he used to brush his teeth often, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the miswak at the times of wudu and at the times of salat, and when he entered the house, and when he woke up, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even when he was in the sickness of his death, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he was dying, he was very eager to use the miswak to keep his teeth clean and his breath smelling good, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to have a gap between his two front teeth and then the two other teeth that make up the front four, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. One of his bottom four teeth were knocked out in the battle of Uhud as he was defending this deen of al-Islam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, his mouth was large. And they say that this is a good description of the person who spoke most eloquently of this language, and in general, the last Prophet and Messenger to humanity, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beard of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was big. It was very wide, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thick and dense, alayhi salatu wasalam. And to the Sahaba, they narrated that we used to see the beard of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from behind him, moving with the recitation of the Qur'an as he recited silently in the Salatul Dhuhr and Asr, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. This is the description of the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they said was more beautiful than a full moon, and that it used to shine, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The neck of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was kind of long, and his shoulders, they were now between one and the other, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His shoulders were large, and the rest of his joints, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were large, and they were hairy, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his chest and his stomach, they were even. His chest didn't stick out, nor did his stomach stick out, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he wasn't fat, nor was he skinny, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to have a very thin strand of fine hair going from his chest to his navel, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His forearms, they were long and thick and hairy, alayhi salatu wasalam. The hand of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was as cold as ice, and it was more smoother and finer than the best silk. And his hand, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it used to smell like he dips it in a bottles of sweet smelling oils. This was the fragrance that came from the hand of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever he shook someone's hand, alayhi salatu wasalam, he would not let their hand go until they let his hand go first, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His hand and his fingers were thick, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he used them, and he used to have on his finger, alayhi salatu wasalam, a ring, that said Muhammadur Rasulullah on his ring. He used to use his ring, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a stamp on the letters he wrote to the kings of disbelief, so that he might call them to this deen of al-Islam. This was the da'wah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to sign on his letters with his ring, because he was illiterate, alayhi salatu wa salam. The legs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were thick, like tree trunks, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he used to walk powerful, alayhi salatu wa salam, and quickly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to have a lean that was leaning a little forward as he was walking quickly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they say, kind of like a ship when it's moving fast and it's leaning, the posts are leaning forward, or as they describe the walk of the Messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wa sallam, he used to wear a hulla, or he used to wear a two-piece garment, similar to the way that the men wear when they are in the state of ihram, when they are making the hajj and the umrah. He used to wear this type of clothing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to like to wear the qamis, or the one-piece clothing that used to come down halfway between his knee and his ankles, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sleeves used to be wide, and the top part up here, it used to be open for the thobe of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very similar to the thobes of the Moroccans nowadays, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is a brief description of the Prophet and Messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what the last Prophet and Messenger to humanity, alayhi salatu wa salam, looks like. Take a look at the books that quote the authentic narrations on the authority of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to what he looks like. Otherwise, you might be like the young man I met when I first embraced Islam. He told me he had a dream that he saw the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I had newly embraced Islam and I thought that it was funny. How can you see a man who has died 1400 years ago and you never saw a picture of him? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? I asked him. He said, what did he look like? I know I saw the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. I said, I'm not denying that you saw whatever you saw, but I'm asking you, what did the last Prophet and Messenger of humanity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? He told me it was nur. It was light. I said, what type of light? And what did it look like? I only know human beings and the characteristics that we know them. Tall, short, fat, skinny, white, black, whatever the characteristics were. What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written by Imam al-Zahabi with our late Shaykh Umar ibn Muhammad Fallata, rahimahullah, where we covered the description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there I knew that that brother did not see the last Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, but in fact he saw the shaytan, because the shaytan cannot look like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you saw the last Prophet and Messenger in a dream, and in fact he was described the way the Sahaba have described him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in authentic narrations, as we try to do our best today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, and the description of the last Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed you have seen him in a dream. But if you don't know the description of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you saw someone who you thought was the last Prophet and Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, but it did not resemble the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his descriptions, then you saw the shaytan. Hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the narrations of our Salaf al-Salih from amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in and the scholars of this deen who narrate to us al-Islam and the sunnah, walhamdulillah. Oh Allah, increase us in our knowledge of the Qur'an. Oh Allah, increase us in knowledge of the sunnah. Oh Allah, increase us in the knowledge of the narrations of the Sahaba.
Oh Allah, make clear to us the description of your last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us to see the last prophet and messenger alayhi salatu wa salam in a dream and his characteristics, and save us from seeing the shaytan in a dream or what the shaytan plays with us in our dreams. Oh Allah, make our dreams good, those that will benefit us in this world and the hereafter. Oh Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.